This is a usual question. A lot of the brothers and sisters ask, which is best, mm-hmm. to do this or to do that? Actually, it depends on the need. Mm. So whenever the need is greater, then this is the best place for you to spend your money as a form of charity. There's an authentic hadith, which was made authentic also by Shaykh al-Albani, may Allah have mercy on his soul, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the best charity is watering people, offering water to people, saqiyul ma. So if you provide water for those in need, this is the best charity. So, but there are different ways. You cannot do this in a place with rivers and with torrential rains throughout the year, because they have water. They don't need water. Maybe you do this in place struck by famine or by drought or whatever. This is applicable and possible in places of need. So whether to distribute 100 copies of the translation of the meaning of the Holy Quran or to give iftar, this has a reward and this has a reward. If you're going to give it to people that are really going to read it and benefit out of it, spreading knowledge is among the very best. The Prophet ﷺ says that if a person dies, only three things continues to provide him with hasanat, with good deeds. And that is, عِلْمٌ نَافِعٌ وَيَنْتَفَعُ بِهِ, good knowledge that people benefit out of after his death. And صَدَقَةْ جَارِيَةٌ, which means that charity that keeps on going, mm-hmm. generating mm-hmm. hasanat, for building a mosque, printing a book, teaching people Islam, and they take it on and they do the same for you, and the circle grows bigger and bigger. And thirdly, a child, a son or a daughter that would pray for you after your death and ask Allah for forgiveness. Mm-hmm. So it depends. Now, the reason I ask why in Saudi Arabia or in India, mm-hmm. it's the same. Feeding a fasting person when he's breaking his fast, the reward is great. The Prophet mm-hmm. sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you help and assist in breaking the fast of a fasting person, then you have the same reward as he had in fasting. So you triple and quadruple the amount of fasting of one day by just feeding people. And this doesn't mean they have to be poor. Even if you break the fast of your relatives, your friends, of rich people, you have the same reward.
SubhanAllah.
So it depends who is in need greater. Mm-hmm. Those who want to break the fast or those who are hungry and thirsty for the proper knowledge that guides them to Islam. And I believe that it depends on the situation where you want to take and carry on with this task.